Jerry Bader Show, 952-888-455-1360. I think the Trump Facebook story is a big one, that there was this internal debate that was going on where there are those at Facebook that wanted to block Facebook posts of the Trump campaign, saying they violate Facebook's policy against hate speech. The most notable one was his call in December, I believe it was, to keep Muslims from entering the United States. He later modified that, toned it down. But that was seen as hate speech. This went all the way to the top. This internal debate at Facebook went all the way to Mark Zuckerberg. Now, here's why I think this is important. It's hate speech. There is not a specific definition. Certainly, there are things that we all would consider hate speech. There are folks on the left who consider many things hate speech that what I consider a reasonable person would not. And here's where this gets dicey, because Facebook and Twitter and these other social media platforms, they are private entities. They can do all the censoring they want. They're considered this giant digital community where people can express themselves freely. But as many people have found out, that's not really true. In the end, what you will end up seeing is that Facebook, Twitter, it's their platform. And if they want to block something you say, they can do that. But the reality is, okay, now I know I didn't say Hillary's winning in Northeast Wisconsin. I know I didn't say that. Donald Trump is winning in Northeast Wisconsin. I absolutely know I didn't get that wrong. Donald Trump is doing well in Northeast Wisconsin, but doing poorly in Southeast Wisconsin. This I know I didn't say. Absolutely. All right. Now back to the topic at hand. In the end, Facebook, Twitter, while they are private entities, they become something of public utilities in the way that people use them. And more people are getting their news and information, for better or worse, and I do think it's worse, from social media. Whatever Donald Trump says, however offensive it might be, he is a candidate for president of the United States. And I think Zuckerberg was right to say that they shouldn't squelch political discourse, even if reasonable people would find it offensive. But the bigger issue here is there are things that aren't hate speech at all that the left considers hate speech. And political candidates use social media more and more. It's not just president. For example, I would not be surprised to learn that someone at Facebook thinks it's hate speech to oppose the concept of open bathrooms regardless of gender. Wow. You're transphobic. That's holding that position is hate speech. Okay. You can disagree with it. But really, so you're going to not block that post? Or you're going to block that post and not allow it? I don't think so. Yet this is what a lot of people internally at Facebook wanted to do. Issues around Mr. Trump's post emerged when he posted on Facebook a link to a December 7th campaign statement on preventing Muslim immigration. The statement called for, quote, a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what is going on. Mr. Trump has since backed away from an outright ban based on religion, saying his policies would target immigrants from countries with a record of terrorism. Users flagged the December content as hate speech, a move that triggered a review by Facebook's community operations team with hundreds of employees and several offices worldwide. Some Facebook employees said in internal chat rooms that the post broke Facebook's rules on hate speech as detailed in internal guidelines. Content reviewers were asked by their managers not to remove the post, according to some of the people familiar. Facebook's head of global policy, Monica Bickert, later explained in an internal post the company wouldn't take down any of Mr. Trump's posts because it strives to be impartial in the election season. But the reality is Facebook is private. All right, Attila, you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Hi. I was going to point out a double standard here, another one by the left. While they say about Trump's hate speech, I would like to point out Elena Alawa, who works for the Department of Homeland Security, and her hate speech towards white women in America.
Well, and Attila, that's the problem, though. It's people think that somehow this is a government entity. It's a private entity, and they're free to be hypocrites. People need to be aware of it, though. 9:59.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.